Hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 21st of April, 2024. 2 days till St. George's Day, 2 days till I turn 42. Hope you are well. Hope you're having a great weekend. It's been some lovely sunshine this weekend. I've really enjoyed my weekend, I've got to say. I've spent quite a few hours down on the allotment yesterday. Did a huge amount of things. I'm really pleased with myself and I'm feeling very, very happy with it. In the afternoon, my wife and I went to a few garden centres. We were trying to find a cold frame. And I can't believe how difficult it is to find a cold frame. I wanted one that had several shelves on the inside, and there was one place that we found one, massively overpriced but far too small, so we didn't get that. I can't believe how difficult it is to go to a garden centre or even a hardware store and buy a cold frame, unless it's one of the not so good ones, the plastic ones that I really don't like. Anyway, today I planted tomatoes in the greenhouse after first laying down some soil improver and did quite a few things at home as well. I have noticed some of my outdoor pots are starting to run a little dry. They need some good watering, which is amazing to say after the amount of rain that we have had. Suddenly seems to have dried out, so lots of watering is going to be going on. Now, something else I did today was sowed the pumpkins from this month's seed pack. Pumpkins are often grown for Halloween. I always think that is a waste, however. I hate the idea of growing things just to carve them into intricate shapes. It's a food source at the end of the day. Pumpkins can be incredibly delicious to eat. Some of the best varieties out there for eating, Crown Prince or Rose Vifter and Tempers, just to name a few. And of course, these pumpkins that I've included this month will be just as tasty. Now, what I've done to sow them is I've taken the seeds and I've put them on their side and pushed them into the compost about a centimetre and a half deep. Just standard compost in fairly large pots. They will take a couple of weeks to germinate, but because pumpkins can be very big plants, they will grow quite quick. Hence why I've planted them inside some large pots. Now, they won't be able to go outside until after the last frost, which for me is in about a month's time. That's why, again, I will pot them up in the meantime, but that's why I don't sow them till about now. There's nothing worse than having plants that are too big, taking up space on your worktop, your greenhouse, and so on. But we will keep putting them up in the meantime before they are ready to go outside. And where are we going to plant them outside? Several locations, but we want to make sure that they get plenty of light because they love sun, lots of nutrition, so plenty of compost added to wherever they are going to grow. Now, something that I often also do is grow my pumpkins in compost heaps. That way, the space in the compost heap is actually being used for something. The plants will love the warmth from the composting process and they get all that extra nutrition. So I personally think growing in compost heaps is well worth doing. Plant them out when it is time, when you feel it is ready after the last frost and you think they are large enough. Very important not to get the stem wet. If the stem gets wet, it can lead to some rotting. Now, water the plants quite regularly. They do need lots of water. When the flowers appear, it is also worth adding a bit of tomato feed. The pumpkin plants are very thirsty, very hungry plants. And if you are looking to grow massive pumpkins, one, you need the right variety, of course. But two, they need watering daily. And we're talking gallons of water per plant per day. I personally think that's a bit too much. We want to grow food at the end of the day. And generally speaking, I find when it gets to growing food, if they're big, they're tasteless. Now, what I do like to do is when we get some fruits, I like to pop a slab underneath the fruits. This just lifts the fruits or the pumpkins off the ground, stops them from rotting, allows a bit of ventilation and also helps grow them quite nicely. And then we just leave these pumpkins to grow and grow and grow. Watering daily, feeding on a twice a weekly basis, just letting them do their own thing. They can get quite big. Plants can run in every direction, but that's absolutely fine. We just live with that. Now, the pumpkins will be ready once they are fully coloured, and the stem that attaches the fruit to the vine turns brown. Now, I always like to cut the plant, the fruit away from the vine by leaving as much of the stem on the pumpkin itself as possible. This is quite important. This helps when it comes to storing for winter. What I then like to do, take my pumpkin, pot it in the greenhouse for a week, and then I will pot it in a shed for a couple of weeks to harden. That just means that that will store right throughout the winter, and it's perfectly feasible. 6 months, maybe some people are even eating pumpkins now, that those pumpkins will be perfectly fine if stored correctly. Now, I have to admit, it does seem a bit odd talking about winter when here we are in spring. But, you know, winter crops are something we're going to have to eat, pumpkin being just one of those. But we are going to soon start sowing things like cabbages for winter as well. So it's time to start thinking about winter crops as well. As far away as it seems, I'm not getting my words out very well today, as far as winter seems it is coming. Now, something I have been thinking that I want to talk about, but I've always struggled to get the right words when I thought about this, is upcycling. Now, I have to admit, I've enjoyed upcycling. I've dabbled with upcycling projects in the past. Some have worked out quite well, some not so well. One example of something that I've done is I've used an old bar fridge as a cold frame. It perfectly does the job. Can get a little bit too hot, but it is what we would class as upcycling. The trouble I have with upcycling is unless you practice it, you do it regularly, I don't think the result can be exactly what you're looking for. It can be quite messy. It can also look quite Heath Robinson, quite like it's made up on a desert island type thing. There are ways, of course, if you are good with what you do, and some of the videos or social media things that I've seen about upcycling make it look incredibly easy. I don't think it's as easy as they make it out, and perhaps it's just me, but I'm not very good at making these things look as good as they look when we see these videos. Another problem that I have with upcycling is hoarding materials that might one day come in use. This is a habit I'm trying to kick, something I'm really bad at doing myself. Another example I would share of that, on my allotment I have this old set of springs from a sofa. I thought they would be great for growing peas up. I've never used it. I've had it there for years. I've never used it. I think it's time for these to go. Now, I bring this up because I want to know if anybody has had any successful upcycling garden projects that they could share. It would be really interesting to find out how you did it, how you got on. Was it as easy as you thought it was going to be? And did it get the result that you wanted in the long run? I've been set a challenge of making a cold frame this week, and this is something I'm not going to upcycle. I'm going to try and make it out of some wood that we already have. But does kind of prove to myself it's not as easy to upcycle as things that we think. That's my personal experience. I would love some ideas for some good upcycling projects, but also some projects that we could do. Right, I'm going to finish this one. I'm going to have a bath and head to bed. I will be back again next time. So until then, please take care.